January 7, 1930 Exchange of gifts between God and the creature. How one who lives in the divine will is the divine bank upon earth and forms a nimbus of heaven. I was feeling all abandoned in the supreme fiat, and I thought to myself, what could I give to my beloved Jesus? And he, immediately, your will. And I, my love, I gave it to you, and having given it, I believe I am no longer free to give it to you, because it is yours. And Jesus, my daughter, every time you would like to give me the gift of your will, I accept it as a new gift, because I leave the human will in its free willing, in such a way that the creature can be in the act of giving it to me always. And I accept it as many times for as many as she gives it to me, because she sacrifices herself as many times for as many as she gives me the gift of it. And in seeing that the creature is constant in giving me her continuous gift, I see that there is true decision on her part, and she loves and esteems the gift of my will. And I, just as she gives me the continuous gift of hers, give her the continuous gift of mine. And expanding her capacity, because the creature is incapable of taking the whole endlessness of my volition, I keep increasing, continuously, more sanctity, more love, more beauty, more light and more knowledge of my divine will. So, in the exchange we make, you, of your will, and I, of mine, we double the gifts, and it remains bound so many times for as many as we make the exchange of it. Therefore, I always have something to give you, and you too, because in my will things never end, they arise in every instant. And as you gave your will to me, at the contact with mine, yours has acquired the prerogative of mine, of being able to give itself continuously to your Jesus. Then, I was following the acts of the divine will, accompanying them with my I love you. And I could comprehend the great difference in greatness and magnitude of the works of the divine fiat and of my little I love you. Oh! How small I felt, and truly just newly born before that fiat which can do everything and embraces everything. And my lovable Jesus, clasping me in his arms, told me, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will is my rich bank upon earth. And as you say your I love you, I invest it with my own, and from small it becomes great, it diffuses in the infinite, in such a way that the riches of my love become immeasurable, and I deposit them in the bank of your soul. And as you continue your acts, I invest them with mine, and I deposit them in your bank so as to have my divine bank upon earth. Therefore, your little acts done in my divine volition serve me in order to give me something to do, to make our divine qualities, which are infinite, flow in your little acts, which are finite, mix them together and make of them as many acts of ours, depositing them in the bank of your soul, so that our bank may find in you its heaven. Don't you know that one who must live in our divine fiat must be an nimbus of heaven? Such that, as it lowers itself upon earth, but so much as to eliminate any distance, at that point of the earth where there is the fortunate creature, one must see heaven, not earth. Nor would my divine will be without its heaven. It itself would form it for itself, and the drapes of heaven would lower themselves to pay homage to that fiat from which they recognize their existence. Therefore, all the blessed remain stupefied in seeing a nimbus of heaven upon earth. But their stupefaction ceases immediately, when they see that that divine will which forms their heaven and all their happiness is present as reigning in that creature, precisely at that point where they see that the drapes of heaven, lowering themselves, surround that creature to sing the praises of my supreme fiat. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, and if I tell you this, it is to let you know the great gift of making my will known to you, and how it wants to form its kingdom in you, so that you may thank me and be grateful.